Hallelujah, Jesus. So much word, so little time.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I think I want to go to Psalms. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Praise you and thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 1 will be good. We'll start there. See how far through Psalms we make it through. If we get through Psalms, we'll go ahead and go into Proverbs. We might end up back where we were last night. You know, I don't know. How much time do we have tonight? Let's see. In the morning, we start at what time? Okay, so if I give you an hour in the morning to get ready at 9, so from now on, that'd be about 13 hours. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 1. I don't know really what direction totally that he wants to take this, but I know what he's after. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know when I come out here that I'm always after something, don't you?
Amen.
Nothing else, you know, to get you in the Word of God. You know, maybe like this morning, you know, Pastor Shelley, she was just after something also. She's trying to get you in the Word. Showing you, you know, what it meant to be in the Word. And Peter, you know, he was fixing to die, you know. I've seen it. It was wonderful. Standing with the Lord. Hearing the voice of God speak. It was wonderful. We were there. We seen this. But above all, more important, is the Word of God. Brought alive by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
How do you get that out of that?
Well, I read it first. That's the first step. You got to read it. Then you got to meditate on it, you know, and then you got to let the Holy Spirit come and be your teacher. See, that's what I do. I just ask Him, the Holy Spirit, come and be my teacher. You know, Jesus, He'll answer the prayers. As long as they're in line with the Word, He'll answer the prayers that you ask. If you ask in Jesus' name, whatsoever you desire in your heart, and ask Him in Jesus' name, ask the Father, He'll give it to you. Well, hey, if you ask and say, Holy Spirit, He's one with the Father. He's one with Jesus. If you ask the Holy Spirit, come and be my teacher. He's going to come and He's going to teach you. But the first step is, you got to open up the book and begin to read the Word of God. So He'll have something to teach you with. Otherwise, if you don't open up the Word of God and let Him have something to teach you with, you'll end up thinking you're not even supposed to be in church or anything else. You can do without the Word. You can do without teachers. You can do without pastors. You can do without evangelists. You can do without prophets. You can do without all of it, you know. First thing you know, you're out there off by yourself going down a crooked path the wrong way. You got to open up that Word and begin to let Him bring the Word alive in your life. See?
That's right.
Begin to change some things and root out some evil in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Don't get quiet on me now.
Hallelujah.
You have evil in your heart.
Amen.
If you don't have it replaced with the Word of God and the love of God, you have evil in your heart. One time this lady said, I just want a husband. I just want a husband, you know. I'm going to move to California. I just want a husband. I got to get away from here. I want a husband. What do you think's wrong with that? I said, well, two things. First of all, lust is at work in your life. The second thing is that you got evil in your heart. Your priorities in your heart are wrong. You want a husband, you want a wife, seek out the Lord Jesus Christ and all things will be added unto you. Because when you seek first the kingdom of God, everything else is added. Well, you know, I got a good job, you know, I don't need much else. You know, I make lots of money. Well, you still need to seek the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Because the devil that gave you that job can take it away real quick. You know the devil can give you good things?
Amen.
Make it look real good for a season. He won't let you have that forever. Don't kid yourself.
Amen.
He's not going to be that nice to you. All right. Let's go home now. I think you got enough for tonight. I get amused, you know, at preachers that go on and on and on and think they have to go on for an hour and a half when they lost everybody. That has stopped with one point and sent people home with one point deep inside. One point deep inside their heart. They would have gained a lot more and then brought them back the next day and gave them one more thing to put in their heart. But no, we think we got to go an hour and a half, you know. Give everybody a bunch of stuff or we haven't earned our pay. How about changing lives? How about making sure that people go home with something and apply it in their life? Wouldn't that be better? We're gonna cover everything tonight. Preachers, believers, you know. We're gonna cover it all. The devil. I like stomping on the devil.
Amen.
I had fun stomping on the devil.
You know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Dirty rat. I like pulling that mask off and exposing him for who he is and what he does. You know, you might even find when you go away from here tonight that actually you've been talking to the devil instead of God. Or doing some things that the devil wants you to do instead of what God wants you to do. Hey, just go home and change it. Just bow your knee down at that pew and change it. It's that easy and that quick.
Amen.
It's no problem. It's no problem. You know. The thing is the quicker you recognize it, the better off you are. Because the quicker you recognize it, the quicker change and light is going to come in your life. And light dispels darkness.
Amen.
See? Yes. You know, you bring that light in, knock that darkness away, and cockroaches go running everywhere.
Amen.
Out of your life.
Amen.
See? But if you just continue to say, well, I like where I'm at. I like being deceived, you know, and you don't want to find out the truth. You're going to be that way for the rest of your life. Well, I'll go to heaven. Yeah, probably, unless you get so deceived you lose your salvation. That's a different ball game. But let's say you go ahead and you go into heaven. You're going to go up there. You know, you think, well, hey, I was a great guy. I was a good guy. I done a lot of great things, you know. I was a good guy. I helped so-and-so across the street every time I seen her. You're going to stand before Jesus and He's going to stand there. You know, and you're waiting and waiting and everybody's getting their reward, you know. And you're still standing there and everybody's getting their reward. And you're still standing there. Everybody's getting their reward. See, all of your works, all of your good things that you thought you were doing are going to be tested by fire.
Amen.
See. You need to get in the Word so you can find out if you're being deceived or not. Think that you're doing a good thing and the right things and you end up not being. You get before the Lord Jesus Christ and you find out real quick wasn't right. You didn't head the right direction. See, I know there's some things, you know. I know there's some things that I've done in my life or took a wrong turn or two here and there in my life that I'm going to be judged for. I know that. But I also know that I'm going to heaven. I know that too. And I know also that there's going to be other things that were right. And one of them is delivering the Word of God, the truth in the Word of God. Regardless of what other people thought about it or thought about me. I just love it, you know, you go to churches, you know, and you preach this message, and let's say you went there the first time. Let's say you went to Eternal Harvest Church for the first time. You start preaching a message about prayer, you know, and You know, God lets you throw in a little bit of humor so you could kind of pull some people into prayer. You know, and everybody just loves it. Oh, isn't he great? Oh, God. Oh, how wonderful. I just love it. I just love it. They'll come to the prayer center. Isn't Pastor Dave wonderful? I just love that man. I'm just going to stay here forever. I'm just going to camp out forever until the new word's off.
Come on.
Same way here. Look around you. Where's all those that were here that first time I came? Well, the devil turned up the pressure, got them out for one thing. The other thing is the new world. You know how it is today. We like something new. You know, give me French fries at McDonald's so I can drive through the window, grab the French fries and keep going. You know, I want that menu where when I come back tomorrow, I can pick out something different that I want to eat. You know, so they'll come, you know, they'll get, you know, well, a month down the road. What'd the preacher preach on today?
Prayer.
Isn't that wonderful? I guess. It's different to hear it in a special meeting and to go out and apply it in your life. You know, at some point you got to begin to apply the Word of God. You can't just hear it and hear it and hear it and think you're going to be okay. You're not okay. I said you're not okay. Your heart's contaminated. You need to purify your heart. You need to cleanse your heart. You need to get before the Lord Jesus Christ and say, "Forgive me, Lord. I didn't realize how important your word was. I didn't realize how important these keys that we teach were. But I do now, and I'm going to start applying them in my life." See, He'll give you the understanding if you ask Him for it. He'll teach you and give you the understanding. He'll open your eyes to see the importance. He'll open your eyes to give you the understanding of something in the Word of God or something that's happening in your life if you ask Him. See, the devil, he can really act like God sometimes. He can almost sound almost identical to God. But if you'll listen, if you're leaning toward God and listening for God and turning yourself toward God, you'll be able to tell the difference. But if not, if you're just wallowing around out there in the world, if you're just wallowing around in your flesh, you're not going to be able to tell the difference when He comes. You'll think you got something from God, and it wasn't from God after all. The devil gave it to you and deceived you. Led you down the primrose path. Come to find out, it wasn't God after all, and it was too late to do anything about it. See, I want to get to heaven and I want to earn a reward in heaven. I want to do everything I can here on earth that I might earn that reward in heaven. I want to hear those words when I get to heaven: "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." That's all I care about hearing. I don't care about the gold streets. I don't care about the mansions, although I think most people have interpreted that wrong also. I don't care about that. I care about hearing, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." That's all I care about hearing. Amen. And I can tell you that He doesn't care about hearing you say, "It's my wife's fault, it's my husband's fault, it's my mother's fault, it's my dad's fault." He doesn't care anything about hearing that when you get to heaven.
That's right.
It's going to fall on deaf ears. You have a time right now that you can change it before it's too late. Tonight's a good time to change it. To start a different direction. Anybody having a good time tonight? I am. But I'm on this end. Hey, I like hearing it myself. It makes me stand back and look at things, make sure everything's going the right direction. It's because it's not me. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the teacher. The preacher. The Holy Spirit. I want to hear what He has to say tonight. I want to cling to every word that the Holy Spirit has tonight. I want the understanding of what He's got to say. I couldn't wait this morning. I was so glad that I was here this morning. She said, what did you ask me something? You asked me, what I thought the title of the message should be. And I said, I don't know. I really don't know. She said, well, you were too busy critiquing me. I said, no, I was trying to figure out what I could steal. You know, I wanted to hear it this morning.
Amen.
I guess there was quite a few that didn't want to hear it this morning, but I wanted to hear it this morning. See? Hallelujah. Well, you'll get another chance. It'll be on the website here one of these days, about a year from now. No, a little quicker than that. But I wanted to hear what was going to be said this morning. I wanted to hear what the Holy Spirit had to say. I wanted to keep my appointment with God. You're not here tonight to hear me. You're not here for a special service. You're here with an appointment with God. That's what this is about, is an appointment with God. In the morning, we're not going to meet for Sunday morning service. We're going to keep an appointment with God in the morning. Well, if you had a bad toothache and your jaw swelled up and it was hurting and throbbing and bad, I guarantee you if you made an appointment with a dentist, you would keep that appointment. You would sit there and wait until that dentist got done so you could get in that chair. Even though you didn't like being at the dentist, you would be there. You'd keep the appointment with him. But Christians won't walk across the street to keep an appointment with God. And He's more important than any dentist or doctor around. He is the doctor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Some of you stepped into a whirlwind tonight, didn't you? Surprise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, you want to keep those important appointments with God, and they're all important. When those doors open for prayer, that's an appointment with God. You need to keep that appointment.
Amen.
Well, you know, I get tired of hearing the pastor. Hey, it's not the pastor's fault that you don't want to keep an appointment with God. It's something inside of you. It's something in your heart, in your life, that needs to be taken out. It's not the kid's fault. It's not the car's fault. It's not any fault except yours. You're the one that needs to turn and look inside you and say, what is it that causes me to feel this way? What is it that causes my heart to be bad? You got a bad heart. This is what you expected last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, kind of. Hallelujah.
All week long, He's been speaking to me. Heart. Heart. Condition of heart. Condition of heart. Condition of heart. I know when He says things like that, He's either getting ready to tell me something or He wants me to look in the Word and see what I can find. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to look in the Word and see what I can find. The message has now started. I changed directions. Go to Matthew chapter 6.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, let You have Your way. not my way, but your way. Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you and I praise you and worship you, Father. If there's anything in my heart that is wrong, take it out. Reveal it to me that I can make the correction. You know it says in the Word of God to put away lying? You know who it says to put away? Who to put it away? You. Us. Me. Us. We're to put it away. I get tickled at people. Me? God, take this from me. He says, you put it away. You put these things away. You know why He says that? Because He's given us everything that we need to be able to overcome that and put it away. He's already won the victory over lying. He's already won the victory over lust. He's already won the victory over deceit. He's already won the victory over deception. We're the ones that need to put it away. We're the ones that need to ask Him to reveal whatever is in our heart, whatever things are wrong in our life, to reveal it to us. We're the ones to make a decision to put it away. People will go around, believers will go around saying, oh God, just take this from me. Hey folks, it ain't going to happen. He already did. 2,000 years ago at the cross, He took it away. Just start right now. Just start right now. Quit saying that. Lord, take this away. He ain't going to do it. He already did. We're the ones that are supposed to act upon it. If you got a bad problem with lying in your life, you need to put away that lying. You put it away. Now you can ask God and say, God, give me the power. Help me. And He provides the power for you to do that. You got things in your life that are hurting others around you, you need to put it away.
Amen.
You're accountable. You're accountable for hurting people.
Amen.
If you hurt someone close to you or around you, you're the one that's accountable for it. And that day will come that you'll stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll regret the day that you lifted your hand against another person. Well, I did, but they weren't believers. That doesn't matter. You're supposed to provide the example for them to want to be born again. So there's not even any excuse there. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, He wants your heart clean. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 6. Verse 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Well, that's pretty plain. If you want forgiveness from God, you're going to have to forgive others. A good place to start with that is tonight. You're holding aught in your heart against someone, you need to forgive them. It doesn't matter if you think that they've done the worst thing to you. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're imagining it. It doesn't matter. You forgive them. You forgive them. You forgive them because God is waiting and wanting to forgive you. And the only way to receive His forgiveness is for you to forgive them. When you forgive them, you have automatically receive that forgiveness from Him. Because His Word already says it. It's a done deal. See? Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you that they have their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees you in secret will reward you openly. If you're doing something, if you're doing something that you want to get the reward from men, you have your reward. It's what you do in that prayer closet. It's what you do in that worship closet. It's what you do between you and God that matters to Him. It's that personal relationship with Him. It's that fellowship. Like Pastor Shelley said this morning about Martha and Mary. Mary had fellowship. Martha had works. See, I want the fellowship with Him. I don't want to do it just because I want to be seen by men. I want to do it because I want to please God. I want to give because I want to please God. I want to get into what God is doing. God, let me be a part of this. Would you give me more money? Would you give me more time? Because I want to get in on what you're doing. Not because I want to be seen by men. Not because I want to give to get. I want to get in on what He's doing. I want to be pleasing to His sight. See? So many Christians in the body of Christ are giving to get because of some false teachings that have went around over the years. Folks, you give because you want to please Him. And you want to get in on what He is doing in this earth today. And then there will come a day that you're going to receive a reward in heaven because of the souls that were won. Because of the decision that you made. I make a decision right here today that I want to please Him. That I want to get in on what He is doing. I want to get in on this that's happening in the world today, Marissa. I want to get in on it. I want to be a part of it. Let me be a part of it. Provide what I need these days so I can get in on it. I want to be a part of it. I thank You, Jesus, for more seed because I want to get in on the souls to reap
Amen.
From that seed.
Hallelujah.
Well, hey, you have to be faithful first in the small before you can get added to at the larger. Hallelujah. Do not lay up for yourselves treasure on earth where moth and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal. You can do all the things, you can have all the money and do all the things that you want to do here on earth. But that stuff is temporary. You're being earthly minded. I want to make more money. I want to take in more money. I want to have this. I want to have that. I want to make an extra trip to Walmart. We never leave Walmart out. Every message I do, I try to include Walmart.
Hallelujah.
I want more money. I want more cars. I want more of this. I want more of that. Why? Why do you want it? What's your purpose? What's your reason? Why do you want to make more money? Why do you want an increase in your job? Why do you want an increase in your farm and your business? Why? What are you going to do with it? See, I know of some in here that are on the right track. And I know some in here that are probably not on the right track. But let me just refresh even those that are on the right track. What do you want to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Well, let's take a look at what He says. Because you start looking at these things here on earth and you want more money for this or more money for that or more time for this, more time for that. If it's for the wrong reason, something's wrong with your heart. You need a heart change. You need to change some things in your life. What are you wanting it for? What's the purpose? So you can add more to it? What for? Because these things here on earth are temporary. You're being earthly minded. There's a difference between earthly minded and heavenly minded. Heavenly minded, you keep everything concerning heaven before you. Souls going to heaven, people being saved, people being healed where they can get more people saved, people being healed where they can preach the gospel. Heavenly minded. More people in heaven, not one lost, but every person born again. Heavenly minded. Filling heaven with souls. Filling heaven with lives. Heavenly minded. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. What you lay up in heaven is going to be there forever. Every life that you're responsible for, every soul that you're responsible for getting born again is going to be there in heaven. Everything you do because you have a heavenly, you're heavenly minded, that's going to be there in heaven. It won't be stolen from you, but I can guarantee you, you can do things here on earth that will be stolen from you. The devil will give it to you and he'll take it away and it won't take long. It won't take long. If I wanted a good job and I wanted to make a lot of money, I would do it because I want to do more for the kingdom of God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I want to do more for the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
We aren't just wanting an offering. No, I'm wanting to change your life, how you look at things.
Amen.
I want to save your soul. The more that I can take in, the more souls I can make sure that end up in heaven. I'm a soul hog. I want every one of them I can get. And then them that I get, I want to make sure they stay on the right path, that they can produce too. See, we're supposed to be fruitful and multiply. Well, some of you have got it down in the natural. Thank God for it.
Amen.
More evangelists, more teachers, more prophets, more apostles. But you need to get it down a little bit more concerning heaven. See, we're supposed to be fruitful and multiply in the spiritual realm also. Well, I tell you what, it first starts with prayer. Because you're not going to have that heart revealed to you where you can take a look and see what's wrong unless you're in prayer. Here you are, coming back to prayer again. Yeah, the next time you see me, I'll be telling you about prayer and how important it is. And the time after that, you can count on it. One way or the other, we're going to be talking about fellowship with the Father. See, that's what prayer is. It's fellowship with the Father. So don't expect me anytime soon between now and heaven to quit talking about prayer.
Hallelujah.
It ain't going to happen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God forever. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal, and where your heart is, there your heart will be also. See, we can tell. We can tell the condition of your heart. Whatever you do with your money, that's the condition of your heart. That's a condition of your heart. Whatever you do with your money.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You use your money for the right thing, for heavenly things, that's where your heart's at. Especially us, as they say, us as Americans, you know, we're the worst, but I tell you what, I've been to other foreign countries and it's the same. It's the same. If deceitfulness of riches doesn't get you, poverty will. You got to begin to take a look at the condition of your heart. What are you doing? What are you doing with the things that God has provided for you to do with? Well, I only have $5 this month. Then do what you can with that $5 and believe God for more next month.
Amen.
See? That's the way it works. He doesn't expect you to do what this person does or this person to do what this person does. He expects you to do with what you have to do with. If you have a lot to do with, then you're supposed to do a lot. If you have a little bit to do with, you're supposed to do that little bit and believe for more the next round. Your heart. Whatever's in your heart. That's what you're going to do. Your heart is revealed by what you do with what you have to do with. Your money. See, your money, it can do several things. You can give it in offerings, and get people born again by other preachers going to preach the gospel. How are they going to hear the gospel unless the preacher is sent? You can use that money to buy yourself time to come in here and park yourself on the pew and pray. See, there's lots of things. You think that just because we mention money that we're after an offering. Not necessarily. You can take that money and begin to buy more time that you can spend time in prayer and seeking God. That you can run your course for God. That you can do what you've been called to do. That you can complete your call in the body of Christ because you made that money to do it with. You know, I told you about the time that when Shelley and I started, we didn't have anywhere to preach. So we would take her paycheck, we would live off mine and take her paycheck and go out and do meetings to get people born again and to have miracle services. We used that money for the kingdom of God to do the things necessary to complete our call.
Amen.
That was when churches by the dozens were not inviting us in. They still aren't. If I had a good program and a dog and pony show to come to you with, there'd be a lot of others inviting me in. I don't have any dog and pony shows.
Thank you, Lord.
Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. If your treasure is money and your treasure is things of this earth, things of this world, that's where your heart's at and your heart is wrong. You need to cleanse it. You need to get rid of those. You need to change some priorities. You need to change some directions. You need to make some decisions to do something differently that you can become heavenly minded and use what's been given to you. To increase the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye, therefore your eye is good. Your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be filled with darkness. If you've got your attention on the wrong things, if you've got your mind stuck here on the things of this earth, if you're looking at things with an earthly mind, if you're seeing things here on this earth as just some more things, then your body or your life is full of darkness. But if your eye has light, if you're looking at things with heaven's light, if you're looking at the light of heaven, then your life is full of light. What are you doing things for? Why are you doing the things you do? What are your priorities? Where are they at? Let's go on and read just a little bit farther before we wind this up. If therefore the life that is in you is... If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Okay, let's put it this way, so you'll understand it. I don't want you to leave here tonight without understanding it. You can't serve God and things of this world. Both at the same time. The Word of God says that a well, a spring, cannot have bitter and sweet water both. It's either or. Either you're serving God with everything that you have to serve Him with, or you're not serving God. Are you serving Him with your time? Are you serving Him with your money? Are you serving Him with your life? Either you are or you aren't. Where's your heart at? What's in your heart? I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I know you do. I can tell because you partied all night last night and showed up tonight. I can tell how much you love Jesus Christ. You go out and drink and party on Saturday night and turn on Kenneth Copeland on TV the next morning. I can see how much you love the Lord Jesus Christ. You showed me. I've seen the example. What are you doing with your life? What are you doing with the things that you've been given to do with? You hurt others around you? I love the Lord Jesus Christ. You hurt others around you? I can see how much you love Him. Yeah, I can see it. I understand it. Your heart's bad. You need a heart transplant. You need to change things in your heart. You need to change some priorities. You need to change some things in your life. You can't keep going. You're blinded. You're deceived. And you're going to fall in a ditch and can't get out. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No one can serve two masters. He'll despise one. He'll hate one. Can't serve them both. You got to pick. You got to choose. Choose you this day to serve the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day of salvation. What's the condition of your heart tonight? Everyone stand.